Father James Altman is a hero. He is a great preacher, a stalwart defender of Holy Mother Church, always preaching the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he has an amazing video that just recently came out in which he says you cannot be a Catholic and be a Democrat. Can't be a Catholic and vote for someone like President Obama. It's a phenomenal video. It's done with true pastoral care. You can tell when the man speaks, he loves souls. He wants souls to go to heaven, and he even says there is a hell and you can go there. So you better receive the graces and gifts of God through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. Now, my concern is, as you know, if you've been following things, Father James Altman is under attack by all these heretics on social media, heretic priests, because Father James Altman is not generic. He names names. He says James Martin. He says Archbishop Gregory. He's for real. So I'm going to introduce you to, you probably already know, but for those that don't, I'm going to introduce you to Father James Altman. I'm going to go through his most recent message, and then I'm going to give practical advice for the layman out there. How can we defend and protect these good priests? We need them so badly. We need their voice. We need their witness. We need their sacramental ministries in our midst. What can we do to protect and defend these good and holy priests? Like Father James Altman, because they're getting attacked, not just outside the church, they're getting attacked from within their own ranks, from within the priesthood, from within the episcopate. So we're going to open up. We're going to pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster, for Father Altman and all the good holy priests that we love. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, if you're like me, I get weekly notifications, DMs, emails. Did you see the latest Father James Altman sermon? Did you hear what he said? You got to listen to this. Everyone is talking about Father James Altman. He's a fantastic preacher, and he doesn't mince words. He doesn't hold back. And in this recent video, it's very well done. I've linked it in the show notes below this video. It's also the, I place it, hopefully the moderators are here and they place, moderators are here. If you guys could place the link to this Altman video after this video, y'all can go watch it. Dan, the video link is just below. You can copy and paste it. But he opens up by saying, this is Father Altman, you can't love someone that you don't know. Think about that. It's a great point. You can't love someone that you don't know, that you've never met. I didn't love my wife, Joy, until I knew her. How could I love her if I didn't even know that she exists? And if, even if I did know she exists, I didn't know her. How could I love her? And this kind of, James Altman, Father Altman didn't say this in his video, but it kind of goes back to Adam and Eve. In the language of the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, when Adam knows Eve, in the Hebrew here, it's talking about the nuptial embrace and the act of conception, of conceiving a child. But the word there is know, it's knowledge. So there's this idea that knowing someone brings about intimacy that creates a new life, new energy. And in the case of human married people, a new person. So Father Altman says you can't love someone you don't know. And he's like, we live in a godless society. People don't know God. They don't know who God is. How can they love God? A big problem is that Catholic priests for decades, some might even say going on 100 years now, have not taught the knowledge of God to the people. He says in the Bible, my people, different translations, suffer, perish for lack of knowledge. They don't have the knowledge of who God is. How could they love God if they don't even know him? Then he says, look, people tell me all the time, this is Father Altman, I'm too political. You're getting into politics. We Catholics, you're a priest, shouldn't be getting into politics. And he quotes Pope Benedict XVI, showing, no, in fact, that the Catholic Church has something to say about politics. And I would go beyond that. I would go beyond Benedict XVI. The Catholic Church doesn't just have something to say about politics. The Catholic Church has everything to say about politics. Politics is the state, the natural state, is instituted by God in natural law. Traditional Catholic theologians see Genesis 9 as the establishment of the human state, of the natural state. When God gave authority to Noah and to other men to exercise the sword, in other words, to use physicality, even the threat of death, against other men, that was the creation of a state. God makes humans his leaders, his deputies, to administer justice on earth. That's what we call the natural state. That goes back into the Old Testament. It comes all the way through. I mean, y'all know that in the history of Catholicism, popes were literally kingmakers. They literally anointed the heads of kings and put crowns on their heads and said, you're the king, you're not the king. So don't come and tell us Catholics, or if you are a Catholic priest or deacon or religious, well, you Catholics, you guys are trying to be political. We're not supposed to be political. We're apolitical. We're Catholic. Baloney. Malarkey, bogus, fake Catholicism. The Catholic Church has always claimed, and to this day claims, that the church is over the state. Supernatural is over natural. Supernatural literally means over natural, on top of natural. The church is over the state. There's a distinction, but the church is over the state. Grace is over nature, which is another way of saying heaven is over earth, God is over creation. Basic Christianity, basic Bible. So yes, Catholicism is political. This is why the enemies of Catholicism and Protestants, one reason why they hate Catholics is because we are political and we speak that way. So don't listen to the Father Horan or the James Martin, like, guys, you shouldn't be so political. Don't listen to that. We Catholics, I am a citizen of the United States. I am a voter and I'm baptized. I can't rip those two realities apart and be voter on one day and Catholic on the other day. It's impossible. A judge, a governor, a congressman, a senator, a president can't rip his baptism off of his identity as a citizen or a magistrate. It's impossible. It's one man, one person, one conviction, one worldview, one belief. You know, guys like Joe Biden, they're fake Catholics. They pretend that, well, yeah, on Sunday in the pew, I'm against abortion, whatever. You know, personally, I am. But when I'm in the public space, ta-da, I change. And my baptism and all my confirmation and my Eucharistic identity, all that stuff goes away. And I'm just this raw politician, bogus, that's not Catholic. Now, one of the things that I loved about Father Altman in this recent video is he said, I've been doing research. I've been crunching numbers, getting to the bottom of it. And he said, I finally found the exact number of Catholics who voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012. Zero. I loved it, Father James Altman. Nailed it. Zero true Catholics voted for a pro-abortion president. Zero, exactly zero. And he says, doesn't hold back. He says you can't be a Catholic and be part of the Democratic Party, period, close the book. Why? Because the Democratic Party, on paper, on their website, is against God and against life. It is pro-abortion. The baby could have be all the way out of the womb, minus 1 foot, or out of the womb up to the knees, and you could kill the baby, according to the Democratic Party. It'd be no crime, no homicide, nothing. Choice, her body, her choice. Baloney, that is evil. It's not just wrong, it's evil. As Jesse Romero said the other day on this channel, there are bad people and there are evil people. Was that Jesse? Forgive me if I got it wrong. And evil people, or no, maybe that was Jason Jones. Yeah. Evil people actually want to propagate and spread sin and bad things. They're active in it. That's the Democratic Party, folks. And Father James Altman is not afraid to say it. And he says, you know what? We've got these so-called Catholic leaders, clergies, ordained priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals. And he says, James Martin, he says, you got Archbishop Gregory. They pretend, oh, we're going to be apolitical, can't endorse one party or the other. And then you got Archbishop Gregory telling his priests to go out and promote a Marxist agenda with the BLM. What? You go to that website and they say, we are against the nuclear family. We are against the father in the home. Being a leader and a nurturer and loving the wife and the children. They're against that. But Archbishop Gregory, a successor of the apostles in apostolic succession, he is endorsing this false atheistic Marxist organization. And Father James Altman calls him out on it. And it all comes back to, you can't love someone, as he says, that you don't know. How are you going to know the one true God? And by the way, notice when Father James Altman says God, he always clarifies it. He hangs a little footnote on every time and he says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He wants you to know that he's not talking about Allah, Shiva, Vishnu, a Buddha somewhere. He's talking about the God revealed to us in Christ in the full manifestation there at the Jordan River, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's why I love Father James Altman. He tells you what you need to know because he wants you to love God. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He says there's a certain cleric out there who says, dare we hope that all men be saved? He says, let me tell you, that's not true. There is a hell. When Our Lady of Fatima came down, the first thing she showed those children was a vision of hell. Why did the Virgin Mary do that? Why did she try to scare kids about hell? Because the Virgin Mary knew that in the 1900s, Catholic bishops and priests and laymen and specialists and theologians and experts were going to come along and try to deceive the sheep and say, hell isn't real. You won't go to hell. So Our Lady, as a mother, told the kids, there's a hell. You need to let other people know there's a hell. It's like the mother saying, there are Big Mac trucks. And if you walk across the highway, a Mac truck may hit you and kill you. Don't believe everyone who says there are no Big Mac trucks. They are out there and they will kill you. Hell is there. It's a real possibility. Now, what do we do to defend these priests? I'm talking about good priests. I'm thinking Father Richard Heilman. I almost don't want to name them because I don't want people to put them on the list. But you know who they are. If you're on YouTube and you listen to homilies, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, you know who these good priests are. They're preaching good sermons. We're all sharing the same tweets, the same Facebook posts, the same videos. And Father Altman, everybody's starting to know him now. How do we protect and defend these good priests? Because let me tell you something that you may not know. Let's all come together here. I want to tell you something. Listen to this. I talk to priests every week, every day. Lots of priests watch this channel. Hundreds of priests. And I talk to them. And you may not know this, but they get calls from their bishops all the time. Hey, I heard you you preached that we got to vote pro-life. Let's stay out of the politics. They hear those phone calls from the chancery. They get called into the bishop's office. Hey, you're getting a little bit too political. Or is it true that you were critical on Pope Francis saying XYZ? Or don't you know that Pope Francis has changed that? Why are you being stubborn about that? Or they get phone calls from fellow priests saying, hey, I just want to let you know that I heard in the chancery they were talking about you. Something might be coming down the line against you. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Or they get phone calls from brother priests who are mad at them because they hear what they're preaching, hear what they're doing. They get a phone call. Hey, I heard you're promoting communion on the tongue. You shouldn't be doing that. I want you to stop doing that. Hey, I heard a lot of people are leaving that parish and coming to your parish. Hey, I heard you were talking to the building committee about putting in an altar rail. Well, I just want you to know that that's never going to happen in this diocese. These are the phone calls and the interactions that these good priests have every single week. And let me tell you something, that's a grind. That grinds you down. These are guys trying. Oh, I heard you were doing the traditional Latin Mass on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 3 p.m. This is the grind that these priests are going through. And some of them, I'm sad to say, I've known many of these through the years. It's a hard grind. They say, well, I got to obey my bishop. You know, okay, well, I won't preach about contraception anymore. I'll drop putting in the altar rails. Okay, I won't mention, when it comes to First Communions, I won't insist on it being on the tongue. I won't preach communion on the tongue anymore. Okay, I won't do the traditional Latin Mass during the daily Masses anymore. Okay. And they get beat down and they give up. So what do we do to protect them? Well, first of all, we need to encourage them and say, Father, you know what? We're going to put in that altar rail. We're behind you. No, we want to receive communion on the tongue. We have to encourage these priests. The things that they're praying about in their breviary and in their rosaries and their holy hours, things that they want to accomplish, they need to know that they have a huge, huge support amongst the laity. And they only know that if we use our mouths and tell them that. And not just write on a piece of paper and a letter. That's good too. But you need to, if he mentions something like anything I just said, you need to wait after Mass. Your wife or your kids, like, hey, let's go, Dad. We got to go. We're hungry. You say, hold on. I got to talk to Father. And you say, Father, what you said about communion on the tongue or what you said about bringing in the traditional Latin Mass, I am 100%, whatever it takes, money, time, whatever, I am your man. I'm going to get other guys and we have you on this. We're going to make this happen. We're going to push you through. That's what we need to do. Also, when it comes from the pressure above, from the chancery and the diocese, we lay people need to explicitly say, don't you move, Father. Don't you discipline him, suspend him, take him away, silence him. Because let me tell you, we are putting, you know, we can't, you know, bishops and popes can put interdicts. An interdict is a canonical penalty over a region that says no more sacraments. Can't administer. It's the harshest penalty you could put on a place is an interdict. We need to tell the bishops and the cardinals, we can't put you on spiritual interdict. We're just a bunch of lay people. We have no authority in the church. But we are putting you on a financial interdict. You get $0, zero pennies, nothing. You are under an interdict. If you touch these good anointed men and try to silence them and close their mouths, you will be under a financial interdict. And if you go after them in canon law, try to suspend them, we will raise millions of dollars, we laymen, and we will defend this priest. The bishops sometimes are so bold against these priests because they know the priests don't have any backup or that they're alone. The bishops need to know. If you're around your bishop or you go to a dinner or whatever and there's a good priest like Father Altman, You wait around. Maybe your wife and kids are like, hey, we got to go, Dad. You say, hold on, I got to talk to His Excellency. Hold on. Hey, I just want to let you know, Your Excellency, that Father, say his name, so-and-so, is such an awesome priest. We lay people will do anything to defend him, protect him, and lift him up. And I hope that you and the whole chancery are really behind him, because he's your stellar priest. He's on fire for the Lord. He's a priest on fire for Christ. We just love that about him. We want you to know that. We want you to know that we are 100% behind him, no matter what. We must write these things, say these things, be on social media. Because listen, not all bishops are good bishops. We know this. It's 2020. We had Summer of Shame in 2018. There's no McCarrick report. Many of us, some of us don't even have sacraments yet under the whole COVID situation. So we know now the USCCB is... And you know what's interesting? Father James Altman, in this video and in others, he says the laity have lost their confidence in the bishops. The bishops had failed us not just once, twice, three. The bishops have failed us not just dozens. I would say the bishops have failed us in concrete examples. I could actually make a list out. Maybe that's a video coming up. Of all these failures, maybe even 100. And Father James Altman says, the lay people have lost their confidence. Now, you'll read some articles from these washed up, lame Catholic periodicals that'll say stuff like, Archbishop Vigano and Dr. Taylor Marshall are, you know, speaking ill against the bishops and reducing confidence amongst the laity against the bishops. Not at all. I love the church. I love the Pope. I love the bishops and the cardinals, and I pray for them. Pray for them like no other. Rosaries, fasting, meals, everything. I love them. I respect them, and I subject myself to them. I submit to them as a layman. But if they ask us to do something sinful, wrong, morally objectionable, or heretical, we resist them to their face all the day long. And if Taylor Marshall or Vigano or Schneider or James Altman or any of these people, if we died tomorrow, and it could happen, the lay people are not dumb. They're not sheeple. They see with their own eyes. They are on social media. They read what you bishops write. They listen to the letters that are read in the pulpit. They know the score. They don't need a Taylor Marshall on YouTube to tell them. I'm just doing commentary on it. The fact that McCarrick molested kids and somehow became the Archbishop Cardinal of New York and appointed dozens and dozens of men as his nephew bishops all over the United States, and the USCCB has done nothing about it, and there is no McCarrick report, you don't need a Vigano or a Marshall or Altman to tell you that. That's open. That's public knowledge. So Father James Altman is right. The lay people have lost confidence in their hierarchy. And it's because the hierarchy has failed and let them down. The sooner they realize this and change course, the sooner we will all be blessed and be made more holy and more secure and have more unity. They're always talking about unity. But you can't say the word unity and then completely ignore all the rotting, maggoty flesh that is around us, or the dumpster fire that is burning in D.C. at the USCCB, or the bishops who are hiding and promoting sodomites in the seminaries and in the priesthood. It's happening in 2020. But everybody won't talk about it. But lay people know. We're around. We know. We talk to each other. We talk in the narthex. We know the score. So I'm going to close up here. In conclusion, everybody go check out Father James Altman. Just Google, search his name in YouTube. Tons of sermons. Tons of sermons. I think it's actually pretty popular now. People will go to Mass, and when they get home from Mass, they'll go listen to the Father James Altman sermon, because what they heard in their parish was not so great. They go to Father James Altman or the other great preachers too. Father Mark Goring is good. Father Richard Heilman, Father Hallwell, fraternity priests, all the traditional priests. So much good stuff going on there. You all know the names. But we have to let them know by the thousands that we have your back. We have your six. We love you, Father. Because we feel so betrayed by the rest of the clergy. When we have some good ones, we're going to back them up 150%. And then we also tell the hierarchs, the bishops, the chanceries, the archbishops, the cardinals, the popes. Yes, we can talk to the Pope. We tell them, we like this priest. We like him a lot. And we are going to back him by the thousands in people, the 10,000s in people. And when it comes to money and lawyers, we're going to back him by the millions. We love him. And hopefully, over time, the bishops see the way, or holy bishops come along and they say, you know what? I want to fill up my seminary full of Father James Altmans. I want all my priests to be fiery preachers on fire with the faith. And they go to a Father James Altman. They say, how do we get guys like you in the seminary? How do we recruit? That's what we need. All right. We're going to close in prayer. We'll pray an Ave Maria for Father James Altman, for all the good priests, the priests that we love, the priests that feed us, the priests that bring us closer to Jesus Christ. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ad hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty God and Father, we love you. We love the Holy Catholic Church. We love the Pope, the bishops, our priests, our pastors, our deacons, our religious. We ask that you would let your Holy Spirit blow through the church, that you would bring about renewal, that you would make all of us saints, that you would bring clarity and healing for all the brokenness, especially those who have been abused and molested, and that you would bring about a true golden age in the history of the Catholic Church. And we pray all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. I encourage you. The link is below this video. Go watch this Father James Altman video. You will be inspired. You will be pumped up. You will be glad. I watched it and I said, this is why I'm a Catholic. Because of what Father James Altman said. This is why I joined the Catholic Church. I was an Episcopal clergyman. I threw that away. And I joined the Catholic Church because of the message of what Father James Altman is teaching. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ found in the New Testament. Hey, if you like this video, please hit the thumbs up, that like button. I truly appreciate that. And then the most important thing you can do is share. I've been saying it the last week, but the algorithm in YouTube has been killing me, strangling me. So if you want people to see this video, it's not going to get shared by YouTube. You have to share it. So hit the share button and please share it on YouTube. That is a great assistance. So thank you for that. And then if you're new to this channel, please subscribe. I do live videos almost every day now. And if you want to be notified whenever I go live, hit subscribe and then hit the little bell next to it and you'll be notified when I push out live here on YouTube. And I think that's it. Oh, of course, I end every podcast saying the exact same thing, and that is pray the rosary. Pray the rosary every single day. Our Lady came down from Fatima in 1917 and said, pray the rosary every single day. About an hour ago, I just did a review on the Fatima movie that just came out over the weekend. And one of the things I talk about in that review from an hour ago is the film stressed the message of Fatima with the rosary. The rosary is the weapon. The rosary is the battering ram. Central to the message of Our Lady of Fatima is pray the rosary daily. Not on Sundays, not on Marian feast days. You pray the rosary every single day, or you're not on the team. Pray the rosary daily, or you're not on the team. All right, remember our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.